Seahawks' home-heavy schedule continues tonight as they defend the United Center Ice against the San Jose Sharks team that's had to wind its way through a disappointing season. And with fresh young faces in both lineups tonight, this game holds the possibility of a peek into the future and what might also be one last look at a legendary NHL player. We're underway here at the United Center, and the puck in behind the Hawk net, touched by Duncan Keith. We're going to get icing here to the Sharks. The Carlson over the Hawk line, fed the slot, and a point blank shot by Joel Shellman is kicked out of there by Crawford. Follow-up shot by Neeson is stopped as well. Inside the net now for Sorensen to Thornton. Put it out in front. They score. It's Evander Kane redirecting that pass from Thornton. It's a 5-on-3 power play goal. And the Sharks lead 1-0. They'll stay on the power play for a little while now. Taves along the left wing boards, behind the back pass to Keith, top of the left circle, back to Taves along the left boards to Keith again, high slot, long wrist shot, he scores! In front of the Shark net, Kirby Dock was creating a screen. I don't think Arundel got a clean look at that shot. And this should be Duncan Keith's goal on the power play. He ties it at one for Duncan, that's number 3 on the season. Keith at the Hawk line, drops the puck to Kane in the Hawk zone. Did a break it, hustling through center ice, in over the Shark line, right wing, put it in front for Kane, he scores! What a perfect pass! The cat to Patrick Kane at the top of the crease. A hustling play the whole way. It's another power play goal, and the Hawks now lead 2-1. And it pops in front of the Hawk net, knocked out by DeBrincat. To Taves, to Saad over the Shark line, right wing. Leaves the puck for Taves. Now to Saad, Pope checking it now to DeBrincat in front for Saad. He shoots, he scores! Another clever handoff by Taves down to DeBrincat in the right wing corner with a give and go to Saad. And Saad finishes and makes it 3-1 in favor of the Hawks with 2:02 left in the second period. Pass never got through. Nylander got it back at center ice to Strome over the Shark line right circle. To Nylander in the slot. Shoots and scores! Alex Nylander didn't hesitate 1 second. It was a perfect setup from Dylan Strome. Set it up on the ladies' tees. And Nylander hammered it home. It's now 4-1 in favor of the Hawks. From the draw, a shot they score right off the draw. A clean faceoff went to Timo Meyer. And he just snapped it from the inside rim of the left circle over Crawford's shoulder. Sharks get one back. Slater, Cuckoo, right circle, put it in front for Patrick Kane. He shoots, he scores on his second attempt. He picks up his second goal of the night. Some diligent work by Patrick Kane, set up by Slater, Cuckoo. It's now 5-2 in favor of the Hawks with 3:41 left in the third period. Picked off and taken back by Kirby Dock. Over the Shark line, left wing, fed the slot. Kubalik shoots and scores! Dominic Kubalik, number 30 on the season to lead all NHL rookies in that category. His first goal in 5 games, and trust me when I tell you, he got all of it. He blistered it into the top shelf, Pastel, with authority, 6-2 Hawks. And to the 21,275 of the greatest fans in hockey, Chicago Blackhawks fans, we say thank you very much, and please drive safely on your way home. We'll see you back here the next time the Blackhawks are playing home ice hockey. One more time, the final score was the Hawks 6 and the Sharks 2. For everybody I mentioned, I'm John Weideman from the United Center on Chicago's West Side. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.